Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode. Should you add vegan toppings, vegan offerings, vegan people out there? It is pretty much irrelevant, our opinion about it. And this is a conversation I have with our team. Sometimes they really wonder, well, who are these people, that and that? It doesn't matter. Customer has a need. They're hungry. They come to us and we feed them. And in return, they give us money. We pay our bills. We pay our people. Pretty simple, right? So I personally think that adding an offering, vegan, dairy-free options is critical to have on your menu, of course, as well as gluten. We even have a keto crust that we make in-house out of ground chicken breast and eggs and Parmesan cheese, which is a lot of work to serve a specific people demographic. One of the things that you may not realize is that people who are vegan, we go call them vegan because they cannot have cheese, they won't have meats. It's because they're actually dairy intolerant. And that is a large percentage of, not a large, it's actually more than you think. I think it's like 20 to 30% maybe of people have some sort of an intolerance to dairy. And that's why it's important to have it. We are in the pizza business, and here in San Antonio, we have a lot of pizzas that we serve that use dairy-free and vegan cheese, but they're topped with a whole lot of meats. So why not serve those guests that they cannot have pizza because of the dairy intolerance? Also, you need to realize a lot of these families, I was talking to this lady, she was saying that her daughter in high school or so hung out with a bunch of crowds and that they were vegan, and she decided to be vegan for a few years, and it really mattered to them which restaurants they went to and visited during those times to make sure they do have indeed vegan offerings. So that is a thing out there. There are people who have high cholesterol. We served a family we talked to the other day in one of our dining rooms, and their son had leukemia. Son's at the hospital. He really wanted pizza, and they looked up and our name came up for vegan pizzas to serve a little boy going through a rough season. I mean, what a blessing is that? So we got to think a little bit bigger beyond the little, you know, vegan and this, and it's against meat and all of that. That is far in the past. So if you do not have vegan offerings, I strongly encourage you to look into adding it. So if you're thinking of adding it, so what are going to be the steps? The first step before we go do anything is to gather intelligence, gather intel from your customers. Go into the dining room, talk to your customer and say, hey, John, I was wondering, you know, we're looking into adding vegan toppings and, you know, all of that, probably like vegan pepperoni, vegan cheese, vegan sausage, in case of pizzerias that we are in. Do you know a family? Do you know somebody who may be interested in that? Clearly, they're in your dining room. They're not. One of the things that happens when I'm out and about and maybe people ask me, what do you do? Where you're at? And I say, oh, hey, we own pizzerias. They always say, oh, that's fun, but you know, I'm vegan, so I'm able to offer that and ask that question. So when you're out and about, ask people if they know somebody, would they be interested in that? Post on social media and ask questions. The more you know about your customer, the better you can serve them and understand their needs, so we can be better equipped to offer the right offerings for them. You can contact your supplier. It could be the Sysco's and all of those people in the world, and ask for dairy-free cheese samples. You can, if you're into you vegan chicken, ask for samples. Maybe the reps can bring some samples for you. You can host an event at the restaurant and say Thursday, 7 p.m., we're sampling some vegan offerings for free. Do you know somebody who would be interested in coming in, you know, for this free little event? We're sampling different items and what have you. Tag them on this post or share it with them. And you may get a few people who show up. You can video it. You can repurpose that media that you can create, recording those videos as you make those foods for those guests and the conversations that you can have with them. So first phase is to research to make sure it is a good offering for where you are. Is there a demographic? Is there a people group there? Are they Facebook groups of vegans in town? You can look it up.
and contact the or admin and say, hey, is it possible for me to put a post up? You know, we're a restaurant over here. We're looking into adding vegan options. I want to know if anybody would be interested. I want to ask some questions. Most people will tell you yes. You already know that. So that's with that. The other part is, again, when making sure you promote things, nothing will sell itself. If you sell it, it'll sell. Same is going to with the vegan products. So once you're adding these to your menu, how are you going to promote it? First, obviously, you need to schedule a photo shoot. It could be with an iPhone. It doesn't matter. But a time that you go in, you prepare different dishes and you capture footage, pictures, videos, reels, all the stuff. Come up with some copy for those, include those in your emails, in your social media, maybe even some ads. Contact those Facebook groups to see if you can share on those. So you got to have a good plan of promoting it, and you will see that hopefully the right people will come out because they're interested in those specific menu items that you're able to offer them. So let me know, do you currently offer any vegan options on your menu? And what is the feedback you're receiving? Are you selling a lot of them? Are you seeing that there is a good movement with veganism, or you're not seeing much of that where you live? I would love to hear from you. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and comment down below. And if you're on the podcast zone, be sure to follow and leave us a review. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.